Genesis Avalon, Patriot, Episode 22. The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
This is it. Doesn't look like Kinsey was lying after all. Blimey, is this a mansion or is it a bunker? Whole thing's encased in steel.
Hoping for an ambush?
Well, you know, been a while. Could have used the warm-up.
I'm sure you'll get your chance, and I wouldn't count it out just yet. But if Kinsey wanted to screw us over, she had easier ways to do it. These are thick. And definitely steel, maybe even a stronger alloy. It's the same plating over the windows and the roof we saw from the air.
Nothing Kynanos or the Morrigan couldn't take care of.
You know, I'm enjoying this side of you. The side that knows he was wrong so he can crack jokes about my patron.
Oi, I am a very enlightened husband, thank you very much. Now, can we get on with it? Been a while since we've been on a date.
Look, that's a sensor. Those are the same kind of alarms that were all over the prison.
So the moment we bust through it, all hell breaks loose.
Well, she said she wanted flashy. Julian, you in position?
Yep. I can follow you guys all the way down the drive and back to the boulevard. So just, when you get him, stay on course. I'll get it all on film. Good luck.
You too. Let's make some fireworks.
Dagda, eliminate the obstacles before me.
Oh, shut up. Kynanos! Much better. All right, go in blazing, knock through the wall, grab him and...
Oh, sis. You are so goddamn predictable.
Calhoun. Sam, go. Keep moving. We're on a deadline.
Like hell.
Cal and I need to talk. Just family.
I'll be back for you.
Aw, that's so sweet. He's worried about you, isn't he, Jay?
Nah, I just don't want to miss seeing her kick your bleeding ass.
You get one chance to back off.
Real cute. But I've been looking forward to this ever since you showed your face on TV 6 years ago. The moment I realized that your death didn't stick, I should have finished the job. I figured you'd be smart enough to stay away, but you didn't. And now you're my ticket out of here. I take care of you, and then I can finally get what I deserve.
Oh, I'm sure you'll get what you deserve one of these days, Cal. But if you think killing me will make Tunanu give you even an inch of respect, you're a bigger idiot than I thought.
What's that line about surviving a bear? Oh, yes! I don't have to be the fastest. I just have to be faster than the other guy.
Other guy.
Say goodnight, little sis.
Coward! You're gonna have to do better than that.
Shield!
That's more like it.
Really? First a literal dagger in the back, and now a sword made of fire? Little on the nose, don't you think? Where'd you even get that thing?
Considering what you've stolen from me over the years, I figured I'd steal your own gimmick. You're not the only one with connections.
What I stole from you. You took our father from me. And now, you've allied with a demonic elder god to destroy everything I've ever loved. That's all you do. You're a vulture. You can't be bothered to create, so all you do is steal scraps and take credit. And I won't let you do that here. Your problems are with me. And it ends today. Piece of shield!
You're right. It will end today. Because either I die, or you do.
Stop hiding, Mr. Mirzai. I really don't have time for hide and seek.
If you're going to kill me, I'd like to call my mother first.
What? Kill you? You're the rightful president of the United States. I'm not here to kill you. I am Exodus Avalon, and on behalf of the Kingdom of Avalon, we owe you an apology. I'm here to make that right.
I'm not entirely sure I follow.
You won your election. You had been able to take your position peacefully. The only reason you didn't was because the stewards are led by an old god, old enough to hold grudges against the kingdom and my gods. And we should have been there to help. You are the president your people voted for, and I'm here to get you the people who can help prove that.
The Voices of Freedom?
Yeah. How'd you know?
I'm trapped here. But the one thing they let me do is watch TV. I watch for the people trying to help. And those are always the people the news hates the most.
Then let's not keep them waiting. Hang on, this part might be a bit dicey.
This used to be the Gazette? I can't even tell with all the bars on the damn windows.
I never thought I'd be back here. After they took over the media, they set up a server hub for their network here. It's a skyscraper. It's easy to turn it into its own broadcast tower.
How the heck are we gonna get in?
Trust me.
One more floor, right?
Yep.
Cool. So why didn't we have to use the fire escape? I mean, Ben is super fast. He could have done us a solid.
Because when we do this, we're gonna have every steward and overseer in Manhattan on our asses. Figured I'd keep as much of my battery charged as possible.
Ugh. Stupid stairs. Could have run all the way up here, but no, we gotta go up the fire escape because Carrie's got all the plans. Carrie knows best. Carrie, bad, bad, bad. Well, my legs.
Stop complaining. My contact said she's been doing this for years with no problems. Nice thing about not wanting to pay people to do things like maintenance work, they're more inclined to leave a window or two unlocked for us. Like this one. Okay, this'll work. Now, let's see if this toy Ryan gave me works. They were sure this couldn't be detected by the steward's firewall.
Juicejacking is still the easiest way to infect something if you don't need to move much code. People don't realize cables can carry code, and it'll take them a while to find it.
Ah, found it. Ryan? Are you there?
Standing by.
Okay, so just unplug the cable and put this between the brick and... Okay. I think it worked.
I'm in. Hold on, I'm not with this feed everywhere.
You couldn't ask for better timing. The Stewart broadcast should be going live any second now.
Julian? How's it going?
I've been rolling for a couple minutes now. Exodus just grabbed Mirzai. They're flying back over the walls. It's towards Route 81. We have a problem, though. Calvin Masters is here. He went after Jaina.
Then you have got to stay with Sam. The moment we know Mirzai's safe, he can go to help her. But I don't know how long we'll get.
Got it. Are you okay? Being back there?
I don't think we'll ever be okay, Julian. Our friends were murdered here. But we'll keep going, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, Ryan sent me the link for the live. The hack worked. In about 10 seconds, everyone's gonna see what I just did.
Then the revolution's live. We just need to make sure it's watched.
Harry!
Whatever you do, Julian, keep filming.
Just get out of there!
Hey, guys, we've officially outstayed our welcome.
Window, now!
Annihilate all Fortunatus!
Demon in the window! Demon in the window!
Screw the window. We have to go up.
Up?
Roof access is this way.
You know none of us can fly, right?
Come on!
Right?
Why? Why are you so determined to kill me? You're not just Lilith's son. You're my brother. You're half-human. You don't have to be like this. You can reject that part of you and do better.
What, like you? I'm nothing like you. You have no idea what I have to be. You had a mother who gave you a place to live. To go to school like a normal human kid with all your petty little human problems. My mother was the queen of monsters. Her maternal love was cruelty, and I learned through fire.
Then you're exactly what she wanted you to be! Lou of the Long Hand, high god among high gods. Rain down your fury!
His fury, Jay? Or yours? All those years acting like the bigger person. But that temper. That's all, dear old daddy. Mean, selfish bastard. I did you a favor.
Shut up! Cairnunos!
You hit like a girl.
Druantia, ensnare him!
Trees are combustible, genius. I can't believe you are the one with the legacy. You could never understand what it's like to have her as a mother. And I will not go back to her. I can't.
That's what this is about? Lilith? She's still in the underworld. What did Tunanu promise you? No. It's not what he promised. It's what he threatened. He's gonna throw you away. To Lilith. To languish in the dark with her and her broken mind.
The mind you broke. She was always teetering. But you finally did it. And when Morgan Le Fay promised to kill Lilith, to free me from her, she left her rattling around the walls of hell instead.
So, stop. Just stop. All of it. I want to hate you, gods I do, but if you just stop, promise to walk away now. I don't think anyone deserves Lilith as a parent. And my anger, it doesn't have to rule me. Yours doesn't have to rule you either.
You really could do that.
The Morrigan might be a war goddess, but that means knowing when to make peace. I am offering to put this aside.
Hard pass.
Shield!
Why are you so damn determined to kill me? I just offered you a chance to get out of this. To be better.
I am better. I will always be better than you. I don't have the luxury of seeing your damn inner angels, kid. Just the inner demons. Because fear, anger, that is power. You can't stop the forces of hell. You can't stop death. Chosen of the Morrigan, you make me sick. You play with magic. The kid, I was practically nursed on Hellfire. I will burn everything and everyone you care about. I will gladly be that king of the ashes if it means you're gone.
You know what fire needs, Calhoun? Oxygen. And you're done blowing hot air. I don't need the Morrigan to stop you. Audienrod, great sky and mother of all, grant me the void between the stars. Smother this inferno.
No. How?
Don't screw with the goddess of the Silver Wheel. She governs life and death. Even the Lord of Anwen won't touch her.
Ow! How did you know? I'll kill you.
Your whole life, Lilith told you who to be. Told you all you could be. It's not your fault she hated you. I imagine she's always hated all men. The myths all say she was destined to be that way. But I suppose that means so were you. You never knew how to be anything else. So how could I ask you to walk away from this life now? It's like asking a snake to stop biting.
Make it stop, please.
I will. For you both. Audienrod, goddess of the stars, mother of the great wheel, I summon you now. I who see with the eye of the raven. I who feel the thunder of battle-drawn swords. Who feel the hearts of my enemies as they cease to beat. I summon you now in my hour of need. You, whose loom bears the great tapestry of the universe. Find the thread you have woven for this man and his mother. Give them a new thread. This war is ended. Turn the silver wheel.
Dying, Jaina.
No, I'm saving you. Anger is all she ever gave you. Let go of your anger, Cal. And the place you go next, you'll be free of her.
I should've...
You should've done a lot of things. They don't help you now. That's what you meant by the mother aspect. I get it now. Sam!
Okay, as far as ideas go, I hate this one. Oh, look. A pigeon.
Was the only bloody way to go.
No, the feasibility of other ideas has nothing to do with the way I feel about this one. Thumbs down, kids. Thumbs down.
You gotta make a stand here. The broadcast has to be live long enough to make a dent in the people's fear of Toonami.
I know I told Sam I was eager for a fight, but honestly, now that we're here, mid. At least I'm gonna chop a bunch of these sons of bitches into pieces first.
Death to all! Annihilate all!
There's too many of them!
Just hang in there. just need a little longer.
For what?
We'll know it when we see it. Just a little more.
Oh, yeah. That's what you were waiting for. Julian!
Julian is on the Times Square Jumbotron?
I told you I was gonna put him everywhere.
No, no. Send it back. Tell Congresswoman Two Brain Cells in a Trench Coat I don't give a shit about the guy in charge of whatever social platform she sprayed stupid all over today.
But...
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. She doesn't have to post. Besides, the rage engagement will help her poll numbers, the idiot. Is it really that hard?
Out! Get out! Get out! All of you, now!
Nick, what the hell? Take a pill. What's the matter with you?
Pay attention. Do you feel that?
Something is eating away at the loyalty of my supplicants.
Our supplicants?
Our supplicants. Shut up.
This started on every news network just now. It's live and it's completely co-opted our security broadcast.
This is happening right now, people. In case you're just seeing this, I'm following Exus Avalon and President-elect Mirzai. He was being held prisoner by the stewards.
The Voices of Freedom will make sure everyone knows you're alive and free. More importantly, the public will know who put you in prison to begin with. Thank you, Exus Avalon. I promise I will not waste this opportunity. I'm sure you won't. It's a pleasure, Mr. President.
Little worm. Miserable little cockroach. How the fuck are you still alive?
Musée is gone. He's out. And that footage is from Danamora. How did any of those rebellious brats get their phones out of there intact?
Calhoun! Where are you, you useless, spineless... Huh. Well, that's... inconvenient. He's dead.
So we have no bounty hunter, no leverage, and a blogger actively airing our dirty laundry. We have to cut out the blight, Tunanu. Now.
Mr. Vice President, there's been a breach of the secure compound outside Pittsburgh. The stewards are in pursuit, but...
Oh, really? Are they? Well, that's great. I never would have known if I hadn't turned on any TV in the building.
We're looking into the breach now, sir. It's a server hack. We'll have the location shortly.
Just you? And not an entire army of staffers? Because this is a huge problem for everyone?
Yes, full mobilization, of course. I've been told overseers are on their way to all server hubs.
Great. Fantastic. Now get out! Wait. I'm sorry. You know, it's just... It's a bad day, clearly, and the pressures of the job are getting... You know what? Just come back over here. Clarence. Is your name Clarence? Or am I just calling you that? You know what? It doesn't matter. Just come over here. There is something you can do for me.
Of course. Anything.
Clarence, I'm just going to call you Clarence. Clarence. I've done a lot of delegating today, and you know what? I think I'm done with it. It's time for me to get my hands dirty. So I'm going to need a snack. And you'll do just fine.
Come on, you bastards, follow me.
That's it. Don't worry about the van or the bike.
Annihilate all. Feast for Tunanu.
Oh, sod off.
The Leviathan lingers.
Oh, right. Guess Tunanu really does scramble your noggins when he transforms you.
Devour!
Morrigan, feast upon my enemy!
Do they always explode like balloons?
Yep.
Well, never say I don't take you to the most entertaining dates. Mer's eyes with the roadies. I suspect Julian will get him on camera shortly, but I think the stewards went after him. What was that?
Our family is in danger. Let's go.
Yes, at least. Oh. Oh, that's at least a fourth date activity.
Leo, your arm.
Huh? Oh. No. We're cool. It's totally normal shade of green on my skin. Does it every now and then. Allergic reaction to biting, I guess. But look at all the people watching Julian. That's cool, we got a big crowd. Woohoo! Go, Julian!
Hang in there, Leo. It's working.
Oh, the poison in my arm? Yeah, that's working pretty good. Pretty good. Please don't cut it off.
Hang on! They're growing weaker! The broadcast, it must be working!
Julian, can you hear me?
Gary, can you hear me?
Bloody yes, of course I can hear you. The whole bloody world can hear you. Are you all right?
No, they followed me. And now President Mirzay. We got him to safety.
You need to get up. You need to get somewhere safe. I'll call Genesis and Exodus. They'll get you to safety.
They have bigger fish to fry. Harry, I don't think I can make the party tonight.
Look, do not talk like that. You're fine, all right? You have had worse. You just need to keep moving. It's working, all right? The live feed is working.
You are so bossy. You know, I really love that about you. I'm gonna keep doing this.
Julian, defend yourself. Julian, what are you doing? Don't just stand there.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't pick up a gun again knowing what it did to you. I'll tell Bobby. Evan misses him. I'm gonna miss you. Oh, I hope they kick your ass.
Julian! Julian!
Down!
Foolish child. You salt our fields and expect us not to repay the insult? We will water those fields with your blood.
Featuring the voice talents of Laura Post as Jaina Tyler, Ben Hernandez as Ben Pelson, Revolution, David Ault as Sam Tyler, Exodus Avalon, Paul Brueggemann as Leo Blake, Anthony Fleece as Julian Alexander, M. Ciro Garcia as Kerry Arthur, Devin Boer as Ryan, Jillian Morgan as Calhoun, Pete Mylan as Tom Connors Tunanu, Eric Valdez as Nick Jones Ninurta, Dante Majors as Mirzai, Chris Remo as Steward 1 and Overseer, Aiden Rudd as Steward 2, Chris Hackney as Staffer, Chris Bays as the bus driver from Episode 3, and Juwan Royal as John Pelson. Sensitivity readers Mark Allen Jr. and Sarah Palmero. Written by Catherine Pride and Chris Bays. Music by Josh Molin at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Catherine Pride. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2025, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.